January 11, 1234. Today I turned 12, and I'm scared. Yesterday I was a minor, just a boy, but now my parents say I'm old enough to leave home. Today, they told me that they've already paid Master Brooke money so I can become his apprentice. He's the village blacksmith and an expert at his craft. I don't know how I'll live without my family, but I have no choice, as I am the oldest of my parents' offspring, and it is the duty of the male gender to find work and help the family. January 12, 1234. My mother cried all day. Father looked sad and quiet. He wanted to assure me that Master Brooke is a kind man and would be a good teacher. Father said that even though I am a novice, if I do well, in 4 years I can begin to earn money for my labor and possibly open my own shop. If my ironwork is good, I may be able to join the blacksmith guild and call myself a master craftsman just like Master Brooke. That is a very nice scenario, but I've never been away from home. How will I survive? I will be alone for the first time in my life. January 14, 1234. This morning, I was told to accompany Master Brooke to his shop. My job was to keep the fire hot with the bellows while he hammered and bent the hot metal for the farm tools. Afterward, I was so tired and hotter than I've ever been in my life. However, this evening, Mistress Brooke served potato soup that was hearty, and Master Brooke said I did a very good job. Maybe this life won't be so bad. The work was hard, and the heat was an annoyance, but these were only little irritations. My father was right. The Brooks are very kind. I still miss my family very much, and I wish I could commune with them. However, I also want to make my family proud. With Master Brooks' help, I will.